Well, Eleanor Jacquette at this particular time was the hottest thing going in jazz. He had a small group, and he had people like J.J. Johnson, Leo Parker, Joel Newman, and his Jacquette's brother,
Russell.
Russell Jacquette, and Mohawk, the bass player. I can't think of his name. We used to call him Mohawk. And Shadow Wilson on drums, and he had just a fantastic band. Sir Charles Thompson, I think, was on piano, and he was such a big name till he was playing all of the top places that they were to play. And there was one working gimmick, which they called TOBA, Theatrical Booking Acts Association or something, but. We used to have a nickname for tough on black actors. Yeah. And in doing so, the Apollo Theater was one of the favorite theaters. Apollo in New York, the Royal in Baltimore, the Howard in D.C., and the Earl, I think, in Philadelphia. So to play that circuit, man, that's like five or six weeks of work, you know, with the little gaps in between. So Jacquette was so big till he needed an opening act to bring, you know, to start the show, to set it up for him to be the finale. And he chose the George Hudson Band because the band had made a marvelous reputation through the medium of having played all the act's music better than it had ever been played before, because we used to take the music home and have section rehearsals on it, play it perfectly. So everybody all over the country said, man, if you play with that band out of St. Louis, that George Hudson Band, man, you got to play with them. So we had a reputation. Our reputation preceded us. And we had in this band a little young tenor player by the name of Willie Parker. We called him Weasel. And I don't think Jacquette knew what a demon this little cat was. So we also had some marvelous arrangements written by Bugs Roberts, who did a lot of writing for the shows that played the venue there called the Club Plantation. So Bugs had written us a showstopper on an old standard, Body of Soul. And when it was time for us to play our last number before Jacquette come on, we always figured on closing with the Body of Soul. So on this particular number, Weasel played so fantastically great, and everybody on the opening night here in New York at the Apollo Theater, everybody was there, everybody you could think of. So the theater was standing, everybody was standing while Weasel was blowing, and we finished, and it was time for Jacquette to come on. Jacquette couldn't get on. The crowd wouldn't stop screaming for us to come back. And some more Weasel. Jacquette runs back and said, take it out, take that number out, take that number out. Don't ever play that again.
What, in your mind, why didn't the George Hudson Band go to the next level?
Well, first of all, they were mostly home guys, local guys, you know, guys who weren't really built on the stuff that would keep them out there on that road, you know. You had to be dedicated to diligently stay involved in traveling. And most of the guys weren't really that nice. A trip away occasionally for a couple of weeks or so was okay, but not to go out and stay continuously. Like Ellington was, he was born to be a trooper, a troubadour, a traveler, you know, so basically the same thing.